Welcome everybody to the Jim Hickey podcast, the A to Z of success in the ring. Jim, this week we're going to focus on the letter N. So you might explain what you want to talk about around that area.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about some non-negotiables. So non-negotiables are what you decide as a writer that you have to bring in to improve yourself before you ride, so that success in the ring will be easier. So as we went through the A to Z, I'm hoping that you're all taking notes and you're becoming aware and you're going to integrate what you need to integrate. And so the non-negotiables for you, you know, each rider is different. Some riders have already integrated some and are really masters at one and not the other and so on. But you have to make non-negotiables to make change. And another technique as well, you know, we all are disappointed, you know, when things don't go to plan, and me, you know, I feel the pain and only want the best for everybody. But we also remember that every day is a new day. You know, we can't, the future, the past is the past, and if we keep looking back and we don't debrief in greatness and look forward to tomorrow, we will get the best. So the non-negotiables are, you know, to include that every day is a new day, that, you know, I'm going to start fresh tomorrow. And I'm sure you've all heard it, but, you know, give me 24 hours or give me a night's sleep. So going to bed at night time to say, you know, I'm just going to sleep on it. I'm just going to wake up tomorrow. It's going to be fresh. As I mentioned earlier, every day, you know, it's a day in paradise if we tell ourselves that. So we have to get out of our heads these negative thoughts, and as we talked on their L, to let go and to realize that, you know, I have a new day, I have another day to start fresh. I mean, how lucky are we when you look at that aspect, Connor? When you think of, like, every day is a new day to get better, a new day to start fresh, a new day to begin. And when you have that mindset, and when you have that realization that you can wake up tomorrow fresh and you can start fresh. But a big part of the non-negotiable is not to go into the negative when you wake, to go into these notes that I hope you've written down, you know, as you listen through these podcasts, the decisions you make and take, and that you decide that I'm not going to beat myself up, I'm not going to be self-critical, I'm going to look forward to integrating these new techniques that you know are the areas that will make a difference. And in the early hours in the morning, that when you wake, that these systems will change your life. If you don't, it's worse than useless, because now you have the tools and you're not using them. You feel, oh my God, I know what to do, but I'm not doing it. So you have to make yourself accountable to non-negotiables, like, I'm sure, yeah, until you make it a habit. It's like brushing your teeth. You know, it's non-negotiable in the beginning, and then it becomes a habit. Mm-hmm. But unless you become aware of that, and as you go back into the day and realize I have a new day, you know, I also would say that every day is a show day, that it's a new day to show, not just in competition. So when you believe that you have a new day to practice, your new day to integrate my learnings from my debrief, what I can do, writing the full course out, you know, that you've jumped, you know, in your flat work, you know, if you knew, and if you just try and flip, turn it on at the ring, you know, all of a sudden you're bringing on, you're trying to replay that, you know, that you just do at the weekends. But if you think, okay, I have a new day to start fresh, I'm going into competition mode, I'm going into show mode, and I'm going to ride so focused. So you're making new choices and new decisions, new learnings all the time. But the non-negotiables is to step up.
And it's kind of a, when you mean non-negotiable, do you mean like that's a standard or that's a habit I'm going to stick to?
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
Habits and standards that, yeah, I am going to follow through on these. You know, this is a must for me. You know, and I'm a big fan, again, as I mentioned earlier, being off on Monday, you know, do as much non-horsey things. I know there's always some things that need to get done, but as much as you can, do something non-horsey. You know, go to the movies, do something that's random, that's different, so that when you're on, and when you're off, you're off. But the non-negotiables have to be, you know, integrated. You know, my non-negotiable is to exercise, you know, 5 days a week minimum, so that, like, I'm in a peak state, so I can have the energy to live the best life. Yeah. But if you say, oh, I'll see, and if you're a bit wishy-washy, you're going to have wishy-washy results. You're not going to have them in the ring. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
And when you get stronger and stronger and say, this not, then it becomes a habit and you love it. Like, you look forward to doing all these things. But the mind has to be program than if you don't have non-negotiables on yourself. And just say it doesn't have to be perfect, as we talked about. We're letting go of perfectionism and just doing your best so that you can integrate them. And okay, I praise the effort, not the result. Mm-hmm. You know, that was good. I'm working on it. I put an effort in, even if it's for minutes. Mm-hmm. You know, if you haven't ran for a while, or if you haven't done Pilates for a while, or if you're not drinking enough water, just little bits at a time, you know. Mm-hmm. But once you're making the effort, the conscious effort to improve,
that's the consistency.
Exactly. Yeah. And like so many writers, you know, I'd say what you want to write consistently, you know, so confidently and consistently. That just takes repetition of doing the right thing continuously, not like on and off. Like, so whatever you do, try and be focused in that compartment, in that segment. So when you're writing, you're not thinking of anything else. But the more you can have your non-negotiables in all the areas, as we talked about, under M, the time management. So when you're in it, your focus, your concentration gets better and better.
Yeah, and to be fair, if anyone knows Jim personally, he's probably the most consistent person I know in terms of non-negotiable. You're up at 5 o'clock or earlier, 4 o'clock, depending what time zone you're in. Consistently delivering whatever you say you're going to do, you do it. You know, so you don't just tell people this, you live it, like, and it's impressive to see.
Yeah, well, I believe I need to walk the talk. I'm not going to talk about something that I don't do myself or don't integrate or work on, you know. So, yeah, I think if I had non-negotiables on myself, like, now I enjoy them and I'm always learning and how can I integrate. And I've learned not to be hard on myself. I've learned, you know, little bits at a time. But if I don't, that makes me happy when I get better and better. Like, if, you know, some people don't understand that. Like, I didn't understand that when I was younger. You know, if I'm improving, I'm getting better, you know, I'm happier. As, you know, we talked about, it's not the destination, it's improving, the enjoyment of getting better and better. And the better I can be, and the more, you know, the better I can serve and, you know, live to give.
So what else around non-negotiables? Like, what have you seen with maybe... give people some examples of non-negotiables that maybe you do or some of your clients do. So they normally get up at 7 o'clock and they say, no, in order to have time for myself, I need to be up at 5:30 and take that hour and a half for my personal development. And that becomes a new non-negotiable that transforms their life. Is that, maybe you might give an example of
that.
Yeah,
that's 100%. There was a lady on the phone today and, you know, we talked through her plan and what she needed to do, what her goals were, and we went through all her old stories that we needed to change to new stories. And, you know, I asked her then, what time is she up at? And she told me the time and I said, like, you know, could you get up 30 minutes earlier? What time would you like to get up at to integrate these? Like, because this, if you don't start them early in the morning, the way the subconscious mind is the last thing at night, first thing in the morning, or subconscious is at its best. And as Wayne Dyer would say, we marinate as we sleep. So as we prepare these beautiful thoughts and we go to bed thinking of the successful day we're going to have, being aware, that's a non-negotiable. Like, I make sure the last thing at night that I'm just thinking of only good thoughts for tomorrow, you know, and going back, God, it was a good day. You know, I'm very lucky. Things, you know, I'm putting good intentions and being thankful for my day. And then I get excited tomorrow. You know, I'm looking forward to getting up. I'm looking forward to being, you know, the best I can be and to help the best and, you know, best, you know, just BEST is one of my favorite words, best and better. Like, so, you know, tomorrow is going to be a great day. You know, just have that good energy so that you're not on that negative, as I mentioned earlier, if you watch horror movies, you're going to wake up being scared. Like, so we have to, that's a non-negotiable for me. And as you know, rightly say, what else? These are all areas that we must continuously work on and not to do integrate it slowly, but make sure that you do something about it. Because if you don't, again, it's worse than useless, because now we have the tools and you're aware and you're not using them, and then you feel bad because, oh my God, I know what to do, but I'm not doing it. Yeah. You know, and that hurts me. So going back to that lady, she decided that time, she wrote down the time and do I work to get a message from me before they get up so that they can wake up and hear me encouraging them, nudging them, supporting them, championing them, cheerleading them. So and reminding them of, you know, their goals and, you know, what to think and feel. It's always a different message so that they wake up with, oh my God, I've something. Because 9 times out of 10, people would tell me, oh, I scroll and I see this and I'm watching other people's lives. And I'll tell you a little bit, you know, we'll discuss that in the other letters, how to let that go as well. But, you know, people don't understand the first 3 minutes of your day are the most important, and what you tell yourself and what you feel and what you think and what you read and what you hear and see on your phone, you'll think about it all day long. If you see some really bad news the minute you wake up, some people go straight to the news. They don't have a system in the morning to train themselves to live their own best lives. They're looking at everybody else's lives, not their own. So that these are all non-negotiables. And as I'm speaking through it, just decide what non-negotiables are you going to stick to, or are you going to change to integrate these habits?
Yeah, like I know for myself, probably meditation, first thing in the morning, is one of the most non-negotiables for me, because I find no matter how I've slept, no matter what I'm stressed about about the next day or whatever, if I could just take that 20 minutes, and those 20 minutes, it's almost like a reset of the brain. It brings me into a calmer place, more creative, more relaxed, more focused. It's kind of a relaxed focus, but also you often get kind of inspiration, and within that 20 minutes, it's like it's a download or something from the universe that you hadn't really thought as an option. And that to me has been non-negotiable, as an invaluable tool in my life.
Loads of people ask me on meditation, and there's so many forms of it, and it's everyone suits different people. Some people have never done it, and some writers would say, oh, you know, how do you do it? But really, it's very simple, focusing on what you want. You know, it's holding focus, or having, are they completely opposite, just watching your thoughts and letting them go. But once you give yourself that space, but if you're on technology and if you're letting your mind go off in a negative thought and not letting it go and hard on yourself, taking things personally, that's the, you know, that's what you don't do. What you do need to do is slow down your mind. And now some people say, how do you do it? Some, you know, people have told me, oh, I fall asleep in the morning, I go back to bed and I keep pressing the snooze button. That doesn't work either. You know, if you're disciplined to get out and sit in the chair, or, you know, don't fall back to sleep again, you know. Okay. So when you have the time to wake up, get up. And Mel Robbins is a great believer, and loads of people use it, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, up and out. Like the minute I wake up, I get up. I believe, you know, I'm normally up before my alarm. I love life. And we all have challenges, but like 9 times or more out of 10, I'm looking forward to getting up, and I'm looking forward to priming. You know, Tony Robbins talks about priming. There's a great clip on his website if you want to look, Tony's one. But you need to prime your brain, and, you know, we've covered so much now in the A to Z, and if you've notes written on it, that's priming, that's meditation, that's focusing on what you want, that's living your best life, you know, to help you have that success in your discipline. You know, these are all mindset tools that will put you in that state of flow, state of good energy, the right frequency, the right vibration.
I think you've hit the nail on the head there. Whatever you can do, and it seems to be a theme through nearly all the A to Z of letters we're working through, is to bring yourself into that calm, relaxed, focused, but flow state.
Flow state, yeah. It's in the flow. Because ultimately when you're writing, like you're not writing stiff and tight, you're writing with flow. You're writing with harmony with this beautiful creature. Like you're creating poetry, you're creating magic. Like, and if you can have your mind in a place that you're just calm, relaxed, organized, and nothing but good energy, you'll bring that good energy to your horse.
So Jimmy, you might bring us through another meditation.
Absolutely, yes. Thank you, Connor. Okay, so we will begin by taking calm, relaxing, deep breaths in and out through our nose and feeling that energy. And again, if you're driving, pull in and be safe and take this time to really connect to what you hear. So breathing in, hearing your own breath, relaxing down, giving yourself permission to be at peace with yourself, be at one with yourself, being calm, being relaxed from head to toe, feeling your face relax, the mind, ears, eyes, neck, throat, right shoulder, left shoulder, upper back, lower back, stomach, right arm, left arm, your wrist relax, each finger relax, your right foot, left foot, right leg, left leg, right toes, left toes. Now scan your body and feel the energy calm and relaxed. Now double that feeling of being relaxed. Treble it, quadruple it. Bring yourself into this place as you think and hear and feel all that you're learning. Decide what your non-negotiables are. What decisions are you going to make? Knowing the moment of decision, your destiny is created. What non-negotiables are you going to have? What non-negotiables are you going to stick to? What non-negotiables are you going to integrate into your new way of living, your new success, success in life, which equals success in the ring? What negotiables, what non-negotiables are you going to decide to take and make that will give you a better life? Your uptime, bedtime, decisions you're going to make and as you go through your A to Z. As you think back of all the lessons, all the little learnings, all the techniques, all the systems, all the tools, all the processes, what jumps up, what jumps out, what steps up? What are you going to rein into your life? What are you going to grab by the bit and decide, yeah, this is definitely one I'm going to integrate. This one's going to integrate this one and this one and this one. And afterwards, you're going to put them in your phone or put them, get a pen and paper and write them down. What are your non-negotiables? What are you going to promise yourself? What commitments are you going to make? And not to over-promise. 1% a day, just, okay, I'm going to work on this daily, consistently. Be persistent on it. I'm going to bring it, do it at an ease with a sense of joy, sense of flow. I'm not going to painfully do it, but I'm going to make a decision. I'm going to make it non-negotiable. Yes, I'm going to do that. Yes, yes, yes. I'm going to build in these new habits slowly. I'm going to integrate. I'm going to build them day by day. But it's going to be part of me. It's going to be the new me, the new stories, the new habits. From 1 to 2, 2 to 3, feeling that excitement. 3 to 4, feeling that energy. 4 to 5, feeling that passion, that purpose, that decision, that making that point, making it a must. From 3 to 4, 4 to 5, feeling that good energy, this new enlightenment, empowerment. 8 to 9, 9 to 10, owning it. This is it. I've got this, I've got this, I've got this, I've got this. Well done, well done, well done.
Thank you, Jim, for another fantastic meditation. This has been the Jim Hickey Podcast, the A to Z of success in the ring. Next week, we're going to focus on the letter O, which is focusing on what's only your business.